Tom, here we are at your first meeting, really, as the new CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Tell me, first of all, a little bit about yourself for people who aren't familiar with your background and your experience here with the Checkoff.
I've been with the Beef Board for the past 13 years, serving in the capacity of the Chief Financial Officer. And when Monty decided to retire, the executive committee decided I'd be a good person to fill his shoes. As big as those shoes are, probably difficult to do, but sure do my best. And looking forward to working with the beef producers in a different capacity.
Well, at this point, do you think you made a good decision to say yes?
Oh, absolutely. I'm really enjoying myself. There's been a lot of challenges. Very exciting. Get up every morning. Just can't wait to get to the office. In fact, I probably spend too much time there as it is.
Well, you're probably happy, at least, that Monty left that whole litigation thing so it wasn't on your plate, right?
No doubt about that. He left the board in very good shape and left me with a great group of officers to work with, so I couldn't be happier with the timing of the whole deal.
Well, we're here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, kind of as I think the chairman, Ken Stilo, called it, sort of an interim meeting, working meeting, where a lot of committee work, but working on projects, ideas, proposals. But I guess there is some decision-making that maybe goes on here, too. Tell me about what's going on here at this meeting that producers should know that the board's working on.
You know, he's right. This is more of a business session. We have our annual convention in the January-February time frame each year. But in the summer, we have a business session where the committees get together. They look at the draft authorization requests the contractors are submitting. They give their endorsement or non-endorsement, as the case might be. But this is where the rubber meets the road from a recommendation standpoint. The operating committee then uses those recommendations before they fund those projects. They're not required to follow those recommendations, but they'd like to hear those recommendations. It's important that all the producers on these committees are endorsing these programs.
So this is a time when the new budget is really being looked at from a grassroots level with committee input and everything for the coming year then.
Absolutely. The planning sessions took place in April and May with all the committee chairs and vice chairs and budget committee and operating committee all involved. They have a budget recommendation for the beef board that was presented at the update session here this afternoon. And the biggest item of business for a beef board member is approval of that budget.
Well, we've talked a lot on beefboardmeeting.com already about beef and dairy collaboration. That's been a big I don't say issue, but part of the agenda here. What else do you hear or see has been of real interest to producers who are attending and involved? Here at the update session, you had a pretty long Q&A after presenting information from the leadership. What's on the minds of producers that you're hearing?
A couple of themes came out of the meeting this afternoon. Obviously, international markets, a lot of the larger export markets have been closed the last few years. Been a lot of movement in Japan and Korea specifically, some of the smaller markets as well that are crucial to our export markets. And got an update on that. That was always, it's always interesting and very critical at this point. We also talked about the budget some. We have fewer dollars available this year. We've always incorporated into the budget dollars that have not been expended by contractors over the years, and those dollars have been minimized in the last year, so our budget is about 10% lower than it was before, 9% to be precise. And they're a little bit concerned about, what are we doing? Are we doing the right things? Are we doing the wrong things? How can we clean up the budget a little bit to make do just those items that are most effective for building demand for beef?
Well, I know you've handed out, I think, here some of the top-line findings from a producer survey that was done by independent research company. Anything from that latest study that you might want to point out?
Sure. Yeah, we did just finish a producer attitude survey, we call it. We do it twice a year, interview about 1,225 producers. And a couple of themes that are running through the survey this year are still 7 out of 10 producers approve of the checkoff. And that's important. But the most important thing is for us to exercise our fiduciary responsibility and explain to producers what we're doing with their money. And that's something we work very hard on. We're looking at new ways to reach those producers that may not be involved in their associations, may not subscribe to all the larger periodicals and those kinds of things. So we'll be talking about ways to reach them because it's important for them to understand where their dollars are being spent. One thing we did, we're excited about was Baxter Black has been kind of the voice of the beef checkoff the last couple of years, and about 81% of producers said they were impacted by having Baxter involved, and they strongly approved of the messages he was sending out. So we're excited about that.
also here you're going to see, or if you, maybe you've already seen, some of the new creative ideas for advertising. That's kind of the most one of the more visible expenditures of checkoff dollars. Anything you can say at this point about what's being looked at and where we're at in that process?
Oh, absolutely. The Advertising Committee and the Joint Nutrition and Health Committee have been working on that the past 6 months. We embarked upon a possible campaign to join the enjoyment message that we've had in the past, along with a fuel for the body message. Obviously, nutrition is very important to consumers these days, and we're trying to combine those two into a joint effort so that producers will know not only can they continue to enjoy their passion for beef, but they can also enjoy it from a fuel from the body standpoint, because it is good for you. So we want to be able to show them that they have permission to eat beef and enjoy it at the same time. So the Advertising Committee will be looking at that new creative at the meeting and letting the staff know whether or not they think we're going in the right direction or not.
So at this point in the process of making new ads, this is developing the ad and the message. The actual creation of, say, a new TV commercial would follow after this for a future campaign.
That's correct. The creative we're developing right now would actually be part of a fiscal year 2008 authorization request. So in 2008, that's when they'd be developing a lot of the creative and putting that into magazines and on the radio and those kinds of things.
Well, how about as far as from the producers that are here and from this session, the feedback you've seen, how do you feel, what's the attitude, the emotion of producers right now as it relates to the checkoff, just on a personal level, not the measured survey level? What's your sense of how people feel about their business and what the checkoff's doing for it right now?
I think, first of all, it's been a tough year for producers. We've had a lot of strange weather patterns across the country. A lot of people are dealing with more drought, some people dealing with excess water. But so I'm amazed to see and happy to see that producers were very enthusiastic and upbeat. In the meeting today, I could see that. In the previous meetings during the week, I was seeing a lot of enthusiasm. And they're very optimistic about the prospects for the beef industry. They like what the checkoff is doing for them as producers. They like being involved and saying how those dollars ought to be spent. And so for the most part, you know, very upbeat and very pleased to be here.
Well, thank you very much. That's Tom Ramey, who is the CEO for the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And this his first meeting to get to, I don't know, if it, you probably feel like you're on the hot seat sometimes and maybe not others. But we enjoyed taking the time to meet with you, Tom. And here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.